Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you A Lawman's Justice by Dolores Fossen, a Harlequin intrigue novel, performed by Adam Werner. Chapter 1. Special Agent Seth Calder slipped his gun from his shoulder holster and stepped from his truck. He eased the door shut so the sound wouldn't alert anyone. If there was anyone around to alert, that was. The criminal informant who'd called him an hour earlier had said there was talk about some kind of evidence here. The CI didn't know exactly what the evidence was, but it was in an abandoned warehouse on Miller Road, just outside the ranching town of Sweetwater Springs. Seth was already familiar with the warehouse, since the FBI had had it under surveillance a few months back, because it had been a holding facility for a black market baby ring. Just the thought of it put a knot in Seth's gut. The FBI and local cops had shut down the black market ring, had made plenty of arrests, too, but maybe something inside would lead to yet more arrests. Or, God forbid, even more missing babies. That was why Seth had gotten out here as fast as he could. The gray metal building showed no signs of life, though. No trees within 100 yards, and no other buildings were nearby. Just a huge concrete parking lot, with weeds poking up through the cracks. Using slow, cautious steps, Seth started toward the building but came to a quick stop when he heard an engine. The road wasn't exactly on the beaten path, so he waited and watched as the dark blue car came around the curve. The driver hit the brakes. Seth took a closer look. Then he cursed. What the devil was she doing here? He intended to find out. No one had ever accused him of having a friendly face when he was on the job, and Seth put on his best scowl when he walked toward Shelby Braddock's car. She didn't wait for him to reach her. She stepped out, her movements jerky and hurried, and she matched him scowl for scowl. To say they were enemies would be like saying the ocean had a bit of water in it. Shelby started toward him, the May breeze flying through her dark brown hair. "Why are you here?" she snapped. "Why are you here?" Seth snapped right back. And they stood there, both glaring and waiting for the other to answer first. To remind her that he was the one in charge here, Seth tapped his badge clipped to his belt. Her eyes narrowed. "You're pulling the FBI card on me? Well, it won't work. I'm not leaving here until I have some answers." Seth didn't normally have it in for investigative reporters. On occasion, a few actually had helped the FBI with active cases. But he had it in for this particular one. Shelby was a thorn in his thorn-riddled side. "Exactly what kind of answers are you hoping to get here?" he asked. And yeah, it sounded like an interrogation question that he would aim at a hostile suspect. "Obviously the same answers you're hoping to get." Seth's scowl got worse. They had another staring match before Shelby huffed. "I got an anonymous call, all right," she grumbled finally. "The person said there was evidence here connected to your stepmother's trial, and I wanted to find out if that was true." Well, hell, Seth hadn't expected that answer. But it was true that his stepmother, Jewel, was just 3 days away from standing trial for murder. That didn't help his churning stomach either. Jewel had been charged with killing her alleged lover 23 years ago. It had taken all these years for the arrest to happen, and one of the main reasons for Jewel's arrest was standing right in front of him. Shelby. She'd written dozens of scathing articles about what she called a police cover-up, and the articles had caught the eye of the new prosecutor, who'd reopened the case. The evidence had been retested, new evidence found. And the new evidence all had pointed to his mother being a killer. Seth was 1,000% sure Jewel was innocent, but so far he'd had zero luck proving it. Until now, that was. Maybe this was the break he needed if there was indeed something in the building. "What kind of evidence?" Seth demanded. Shelby lifted her hands, palms up. "That's what I'm here to find out. Now why are you here?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?